Actually, a VH-3B, said Mavens.
It's Marine One, said Kate, the president's helicopter.
Mavens eyed her. That's right.
As I'm sure you both know, the president and her husband have spent the last couple of days in Cuba at the UN Hydrology Conference. They've been using Marine One out there. Yesterday, during a short flight, a brief and private conversation took place between President Juarez and English Prime Minister Huxtable. He tapped the screen, and it revealed a blocky schematic of the helicopter's interior.
The Sikorsky is a big bird for such an antique, but it is packed with communication gear. It has only 10 seats. 5 are taken up by Secret Service agents, a doctor, and military and personal aides to the president.
Hiram seemed intrigued.
I guess one of those aides has the football.
Mavens looked pained.
We don't use a football anymore, Mr. Patterson. On this occasion, the other passengers, in addition to President Juarez herself, were Mr. Juarez, the Chief of Staff, Prime Minister Huxtable, and an English security agent. All of these people, and the pilots, have the highest possible security clearances, which in the case of the agents and other staff are checked daily. Mr. Huxtable, of course, despite his old-style title, holds an office equivalent to a state governor. Marine One itself is swept several times a day. Despite your virtual melodramas about spies and double agents, Mr. Patterson, modern anti-surveillance measures are pretty foolproof. And besides, the president and Mr. Huxtable were isolated inside a security curtain even within the Sikorsky. We don't know of any way those various levels of security can be breached.
He turned his pale brown eyes on Kate.
And yet apparently they were.
Your news report was accurate, Ms. Manzoni. Juarez and Huxtable did hold a conversation about the possibility of a military solution to England's dispute with Scotland over water supplies. But we have testimony from Mr. Huxtable that his speculation about invading Scotland was private and personal. The notion is his. He hadn't committed it to paper or electronic store or discussed it with anybody. Not his cabinet, not even his partner. His conversation with President Juarez was actually the first time he'd articulated the idea out loud to gauge the extent of the president's support for such a proposal if formulated. And at the time you broke the story, neither the prime minister nor the president had discussed this with anybody else. He glared at Kate.
Ms. Manzoni, you see the situation. The only possible source for your story is the Juarez-Huxtable conversation itself.
Hiram stood beside Kate.
She's not going to reveal her sources to a goon like you.
Mavens rubbed his face and sat back.
I have to tell you, sir,
that bug in the press is going to land you with a list of federal charges as long as your arm. An interagency team is investigating this matter, and the president is pretty angry herself. Our world could be shut down, and you, Ms. Manzoni, will be lucky to evade jail.
You'll have to prove it first,
Hiram blustered.
I can testify that no Our World operative has been anywhere near Marine One to plant a bug or to do anything else. This interagency investigation team you run...
Mavens coughed.
I don't run it. I'm part of it. In fact, the bureau chief himself...
Hiram's mouth dropped open.
And does he know you're here?
No.
Then what are you trying to do here, Mavens? Set me up or...
Blackmail. Is that it?
Mavens looked increasingly uncomfortable, but he sat still. Kate touched Hiram's arm.
I think we better hear him out, Hiram.
Hiram shook her away. He turned to the window, hands caged behind his back, his shoulders working with anger. Kate leaned toward Mavens.
You said you knew Hiram's secret. What did you mean?
And Michael Mavens started talking about wormholes. The map he produced from his briefcase and spread over the table was hand-drawn on unheaded paper. Evidently, Kate thought, Mavens was straying into speculations he hadn't wanted to share with his FBI colleagues, or even commit to the dubious security of a soft screen.